Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening, you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about a new friend joining us. Shannon Cassidy is here. Shannon is has a proven track record of helping companies just like yours and mine put our best foot forward in the marketplace. She's the author of the new book, The Five Degree Principle. And she is she's going to join us now and talk to us about how to make better decisions. Shannon Cassidy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
And she's also the founder and the CEO of Bridge Between Inc. Is that right? Did I say that right, Shannon?
Yes, you got it.
Say Bridge Between Inc.
Bridge Between Inc. I know it's a lot of characters on a URL.
Well, it's good to have you here, Shannon. When I was learning how to fly instruments in an airplane, my instructor told me the key to staying safe, the key to getting where you want to go successfully and safely, is to make little bitty corrections. In other words, to watch your gauges, you're in the soup, you can't see outside, you have no idea whether you're up and down except to watch your gauges. And so when your gauges move a little bit, you make a little bitty correction back. You don't wait till they go 5 degrees. If they move 1 degree, you make a 1 degree correction back. If they go 1 degree in the other direction, you do that same thing. Because if you make if you wait till they get to 5 degree offline, and you correct, that's a big swing. That's and then what you do is you swerve back through where you want to go, and now you're porpoising. Now you're wandering around out there. And when I think about what you talk about in your book, I think about that. I think about that lesson about making little bitty corrections. What do you think?
That's exactly it. And then I've heard that before, that any air travel is just constantly recalibrating.
Yep.
The entire trip.
Lots of little bitty decisions.
Correct. Right. Exactly. Lots of mini decisions, and all of those add up. You have to pay attention, and every little tweak makes a world of difference. I mean, you could end up an entirely different destiny just for 1 degree.
Well, and if you wait till things get out of hand to make a bit, and then have to make a big decision, not only do you're likely to maybe not make the right decision, and if it is wrong, it's a big wrong decision. Mm-hmm. But if you got employees, you create casualty lists, don't you?
Oh, for sure. Right. And I think if we think about change in these bite-sized increments, it's much more palatable, and we can think about the reality of doing that, you know, like you said about leadership or, you know, managing people. You know, if I just think about what's one thing I could do to support my team today, you know, is it a greeting, a hello, is it some feedback, is it a one-on-one, is it, you know, sitting with them and shadowing them for a few minutes and giving them some feedback. Any variety of things that could help to groom and grow the talent on your team.
Right. So talk to us a little bit about making these small decisions and in the different areas of our business. One of the things you talk about in your book is employee conflict. Well, how does the five-degree principle affect you in employee conflict?
Well, I think the reason why most people avoid conflict is because we think it's going to require so much time or energy, or it's going to be uncomfortable, or I might jeopardize my relationship with this person,
right,
or, you know, or they're just not going to listen anyway. You know, we have a variety of excuses why we avoid conflict. And I think if we look at it, like, you know, if I give them one piece of feedback, you know, 30 seconds worth of feedback, here's one thing I think you could do to make you more effective, that would work. Or here's how I interpreted that meeting yesterday. Or, you know, when that email was sent out, this is how I read it, and I wanted to talk to you about that.
Right.
Now, those are courageous conversations, but that's the way to build trust and to really express yourself honestly in the workplace to have those critical conversations.
And when and here's the thing that is our nature in small business. When something like that comes up, instead of addressing it, if it looks like a duck and walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, and you know, in terms of being something that you're not happy about, you don't like the way this looks.
Yeah.
Instead of addressing it, we tend to let it go and say, well, maybe they're having a bad day, maybe I'm overreacting, maybe it's, you know, maybe. And then the next thing we know, it happens again. And now it's not a 5-degree correction we have to make. Now it's a 10-degree correction we have to make. And then we say, well, wow, this is, you know, somebody's going to start yelling over something like this. And we don't like that. So what I think what you're saying is once you determine that what you're seeing is real, don't wait to deal with it.
Yeah, and, you know, that brings up another strategy that's in the book about storytelling. And what I mean by that is, like, meaning-making or perception or interpretation, you know, all saying the same thing, which means that something happens and we write a movie about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We literally direct and cast the movie, and that we believe that that movie that we just created, meaning our interpretation of what happened, is actually real. And then we make a lot of decisions based on that. So even though it does quack like a duck, look like a duck, walk like a duck, we create a movie about it that it is, in fact, a duck. In fact, it's a really heinous duck, and it's out to kill me. And, you know, and then we've got a horror movie.
Yeah.
And we're making all of these decisions based on that. And I honestly think that many of our conflicts in the workplace are old stories, old movies playing over and over
again.
We're not really giving people a break. And we're also not being totally honest and saying, you know what, this is how I'm seeing this. And
so,
here's the challenge I think we're having.
So if we see an employee maybe having difficulty with a customer, instead of fussing at them or assuming they did something wrong, you know, or letting it go and say, well, maybe it'll fix itself, should we go up to that person and say, tell me about that. Tell me about what just happened. What do you think?
That's great, yeah, because I think, you know, my mind was going when you were talking about that is questions. You know, ask a good, powerful question,
right,
or something like, tell me about that. Because what that does is it opens up a conversation versus why did that happen?
Right.
You know,
right.
We need to avoid why questions with other people because it feels interrogative
right. And
judgmental. But if you ask a what, how question, like, what happened with that client, or how could we improve our client
right. Service,
or what's one thing you could do to make a better impact with that client? You know, that's really encouraging the other person to think and
that's
engaged with you.
Exactly right. It does not put them on the defensive. The book is called The 5-Degree Principle. Shannon Cassidy is the author. She and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
That's all I've ever promised. If you please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.